including the bootleg fire in Oregon that has burned more than 160 homes. The Dow is ahead 206 points and the NASDAQ up 36. This is SRN News.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again, but better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Javonte Stubbs is behind bars this morning and charged with the killing of Selma police officer Marquise Maurer and the wounding of a female. Stubbs was charged with capital murder and attempted murder following his arrest at an apartment complex in Tuscaloosa. He's been jailed in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. A domestic dispute ends in tragedy in Emerald Mountain. Sheriff Bill Franklin says officers responded to a call of a man with a gun, arrived to the scene, and detained the man in question. But a younger male came out of the house with a machete-like weapon and was shot and killed by an Elmore County deputy. And the Southeastern Conference's 14 presidents and chancellors are expected to meet and vote today to extend invitations to Texas and Oklahoma. The two Big 12 schools are expected to officially accept the invitations in a Friday morning trustee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Your usual substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel here. On the line, we've got Congressman Mo Brooks. Good afternoon, Congressman.
Good afternoon. I'm in the middle of a vote series, so I apologize. I've been a little bit tardy getting with you. Just the way things work here in Washington.
No, that's okay. And I understand you may have to leave a little early as well. So you give us the signal, and we'll let you go. I wanted to talk to you. Gosh, there's so much happening in your world. You have really started hitting some issues that I know that our listeners care about. Let's start with your move to block funding for sanctuary cities.
Well, sanctuary cities are cities that permit and or encourage illegal aliens to come into their communities. That's in direct conflict with federal law. And so my reaction is, and the reaction of a lot of my Republican colleagues, is if the city's going to act that way, or a county's going to act that way, or even if the state's going to act that way, they should not get any funding from the federal government that often is used to pay the welfare to make comfortable these illegal aliens. You know, we just don't have the money in the United States of America to take care of everybody. But unfortunately, the left seems to want to act that way. Hence, we have a $3 trillion plus or minus deficit this year. And we are rapidly approaching a $30 trillion total debt, which means, by the way, that you owe $90,000. I don't know if you can pay it up tomorrow if our creditors say they're not going to loan us any more money, but that's just the way to think of it. And unfortunately, a lot of citizens don't think of it that way, but they should, because we are the ones that owe that all that debt, that $30 trillion. Each of us individually as Americans, we're responsible for it if our creditors decide they're no longer going to continue to give us more and more money.
Right. Now, this may be a question that you don't know, but so some cities are getting around the objections to sanctuary cities by calling themselves, as Birmingham's Mayor Woodfin has decided to do, a welcoming city. So he's not calling it a sanctuary city, but a sanctuary city by another name, welcoming city, essentially does the same thing. Would your bill tackle cities who are just doing the acts that we worry about in terms of not turning in illegal aliens, especially those who are caught in criminal acts?
Let me be real candid. If we were to get the votes mustered in the House and the Senate to pass it, yeah, we'd cover everything.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it is highly unlikely, given the socialist control of the House and the Senate and the White House, that this bill is going to be allowed to come up for a vote, much less pass the House, pass the Senate, and reach the president's desk, where he undoubtedly would veto it, since he wants to give every single illegal alien in America amnesty and citizenship, because that is a sure way to ensconce the socialists in power indefinitely.
Well, let's let's turn turntables then on. So I wake up this morning. I have all the questions I want to talk to you about here. One of them being understanding what earlier this week, what happened with the Department of Justice saying that you weren't necessarily acting in an official capacity as a congressman when you spoke on January 6th. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that has no bearing on the outcome of the litigation filed by Eric Swalwell against President Trump and myself. And, for that matter, has no final effect on whether I am considered to have been conducting myself within the scope of my employment as a United States congressman. That is an opinion by the Justice Department, and we all know that the Justice Department, to a large degree, has gone left, much like the FBI, as the two of them work together to help perpetuate this Russian collusion hoax against President Trump for two full years, when there was zero evidence to support the claim of Russian collusion. Ultimately, the issue of whether I am a government employee who is conducting himself within the scope of his employment is one to be decided by the trial judge. Then the losing party in that motion and order can appeal to the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. And then from there, you can appeal to the Supreme Court. Under the Federal Tort Claims Act, I believe it's quite clear that when you're asked by the White House to give a speech involving a vote that you're having later that day on the acceptance or rejection of Electoral College vote submittals, that that is clearly within the scope of one's role as a United States congressman.
Yes.
But I'm having to fight socialists in the House who are giving opinions. I'm having to fight socialists in the Justice Department who are giving opinions. And we've got a judge who was appointed by Barack Obama. So that renders some degree of uncertainty. However, I'm much more comfortable with the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, where hopefully it will be less partisan. And, of course, the Supreme Court, where most of the justices are appointed by Republicans.
Well, I've looked at most of the information and was looking at it prior to the event. Not once did they just say Mo Brooks is coming to speak. In every single invitation, every single announcement, every single news story, it was Congressman Mo Brooks. which would lead people to believe you were there as an official member of Congress. Seems like a no-brainer.
It does to me, too, but I am up against the same people who tried to impeach Donald Trump twice and successfully did so in the House but lost in the Senate, and the same people that concocted this Russian collusion hoax and drew it out for 2 full years, taking up half of the Donald Trump presidency, the same people who are opening up our borders, bringing in a floodgate of people who should not be here, people we cannot afford to take care of, people who take American jobs, people who suppress American wages. We've got, I mean, these people on the other side, they don't play by any rules.
No.
And the quicker the rest of America realizes that, the better we can react to it and try to get back to law and order.
Yep. They're not. The border issue is one we're going to talk about today on this show because I am astounded by the number of individuals and the places they're coming from. They're coming from all over the world through our Mexican border, and it is a real risk to our country. One of the things that has come up even since I scheduled this interview is, well, a couple things. One is that you were wearing, the article focuses, it's an AL.com article, focuses on you wearing body armor during January 6th. But I actually laughed out loud at the idea that you slept in your office, because I know members who do that. Congressman Pete Sessions lived in his office for a while. Congressman Paul Gosar lives in his office. So I kind of chuckled at the idea of you sleeping in your office. Although, sir, we got to get you a couch if you slept on the floor.
Well, usually, prior to this year, usually I would sleep in a condo that I'm paying over $2,000 a month to have. That's about a half mile away. A lot of these people who sleep in the offices, they do so in order to save money. Here I am paying out $2,000 plus per month, regardless of whether I sleep in the condo. So there's a little bit of a different financial circumstance with me versus others. But I had a warning on Monday. Keep in mind that January the 6th was on a Wednesday. I had a warning on Monday from a fellow congressman that it would be wise to sleep in our offices because of the dangers going around Washington, D.C. at that point in time. Then I had another warning or two before January 6th of a similar nature that focused on risk associated with Black Lives Matter and Antifa having a presence in Washington, D.C. So those kind of things kind of make you sit up and take notice. We also had warnings from the sergeant at arms directed towards me, where I had had a spike in threats of violence against my life. Then you have to take into account that I've already had an assassination attempt where there was a socialist who had me as one of his 6 primary targets on a priority list in his pocket when he attacked the ball field and shot Steve Scalise. Over 160 bullets were fired over a 6.5-minute period of time. So with all these things put together, a decision was made. I promised my wife that I would wear my bulletproof vest at the Ellipse event. Now, keep in mind what everything I've just said, the way the fake news media is trying to portray it, which is entirely false. They're trying to portray it like I had advance notice that Trump supporters were going to attack the Capitol. Well, that's hooey.
Well,
okay?
We've all
the concerns
seen.
I had were Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and socialists generally who have tried to kill me and some of my colleagues before. Tried to do so in mass. And as soon as I got through with the Ellipse speech and got back to the Capitol, I took it off.
Yeah. We have all seen the videos of conservatives, and not just conservatives, just D.C. residents, Northern Virginia residents, being accosted, physically intimidated, being assaulted in the streets of D.C. D.C. is just not a safe place for conservatives, and hasn't been for quite a while. Even during the Trump inauguration, those of us who went to the balls, walked through some very angry agitators who were pushing and shoving men in our group. So I don't blame you at all, but you're right. The media is trying to act like this has something to do with what happened at the Capitol and those who assaulted law enforcement there. But what you're saying is in no way was that. It was the...
No, the fake news media is just lying. There is zero evidence to support their assertions. Zero. They don't offer any. They speculate, and then they treat that speculation as if it was honest and fact. You know, there's another word for that, and that's lying. That's what they're doing. They know they're doing it. They're doing it for political reasons. That's the agenda they have. They know that I'm involved in the United States Senate race in the state of Alabama, and they're trying to prejudice voters against me because they do not want someone who is a conservative and who actually fights for the conservative values that we espouse, that we believe in the United States of America, and for that matter, which have combined to make America the greatest nation in world history. And so the fake news media, they have an agenda with respect to all conservatives. You certainly saw it to the max with President Donald Trump during his 4 years in office. But they treat other people the exact same way. The news media is no longer a seeker of truth. It is a seeker of propaganda and an expulsion of propaganda.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way it is now. I wouldn't trust any of them.
The body armor you're wearing, is you, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, was that yours or was that provided by Capitol Police?
Well, at that particular point in time, if I recall correctly, it was body armor that my wife had borrowed from a friend and had asked me to take to Washington, D.C. and wear even before I had gotten to Washington. So my recollection, it could be wrong, but my recollection is that Martha asked me to wear some, that she was aware of the threats of violence to some degree, to a lesser degree than I am or my staff is. And so out of a commitment to her, having been shot at before, I told her that I would wear some if I had some, and she borrowed some body armor, and that's what I wore. Now, since then, I've bought some of my own, both for Alabama and for Washington, D.C., so I don't have to carry it on the airplane back and forth. And it's unfortunate that it's gotten to that point, but there are a number of Republicans who have a significant amount of death threats or other threats of violence against them. And so this is just the new normal in Washington.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. It is incredibly unfortunate. D.C. has always been a dangerous place, but then when you add in the those who know that they can get away with violent crime, especially those on the left, it becomes even more dangerous. I do need to ask you for a favor, though, sir. Are you ready for my favor? I
sure.
think you need to get Martha to run for office. After watching the way she took care of that process server and now listening to the way she has been there and had your back, I'm gonna say Martha for Congress. Can we make that happen?
I married up, okay? I really married up. Martha would make an excellent office holder, probably better than me. She's a little bit more diplomatic than I am, and she has the same positions. But she's got... She's got 10 grandkids with three more on the way. Of course, I do too. But it's going to be hard to pull her away from 10 grandkids now and 13 grandkids, what we hope, within a year from now. Our youngest daughter is expecting twin girls
in a few months.
So that's pretty cool. And then my oldest son is expecting his first child with his new bride sometime, I think, in the December time frame. And so Martha has family priorities, and that's a good thing because she's really been the glue that has kept us together as a family. A little bit of history. We've been married for 45 years.
Wow.
We have four wonderful kids. We've been fortunate in that all four kids have been able to get college degrees. They have also been fortunate because they have all married people who've had college degrees. All eight of them have jobs, so they're all self-sufficient taxpayers rather than tax consumers. And they've given us 10 grandkids. We're three more on the way. So Martha's been the primary reason that our family comes together as often as we do. We have a Sunday dinner after church every Sunday, and the whole family's invited. And we normally have about 15 out of the 20 that show up.
Wow,
and I'll tell
amazing.
You, with those 10 grandkids, it is a zoo. Their ages 2 to 14.
Well,
they just go crazy with each other.
Hold on. After hearing all of that, I'm even more convinced we need her in Congress. Okay, because it's like
hard. Well, she'd be great.
I've seen the members of Congress up there, and they need a woman used to wrangling wild people up there. That's fantastic. I do. I know I shouldn't. I It's despicable, absolutely despicable what happened with that process server. But her chasing him out of that garage, it makes my heart happy because she was like, uh-uh, you will not be bullying me. You will not be coming to my house. And I just loved it.
Well, and she also got a warrant against the guy for criminal trespass in the first degree, which carries a penalty up to a year in jail and a fine up to $6,000. So hopefully he will not be coming to Alabama anytime soon again.
If he gets stopped
in Alabama, that arrest warrant's out there.
Wow. Well, good for her. Good for her. Martha is my hero. You're doing amazing things in Congress. I'm very glad you were able to set the record straight on why you were wearing the body armor. Keep doing what you're doing, sir. Our listeners love hearing from you. I'm glad you made the time to come on today. And we will have you on again soon.
I look forward to it. Again, I apologize for being tardy and us not calling you to let you know that. I take the responsibility for that.
Very, very few lawmakers in D.C. do that, so I do sincerely appreciate that more than you know. You have a great day, sir, and you give Martha my best.
You too. I'll do that, and thank you so much for what you're doing in helping voters to make wiser decisions.
Thank you. You guys, our listeners, that was Congressman Mo Brooks on the line. You're listening to April Marie Fogle. We're going to hit a quick break here.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, Let David Earnest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Earnest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Earnest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to April Marie, your favorite substitute teacher for Dan Morris. We'll go straight to the phone lines since we've got just a little while, just a short air time before our hard break here. Ethel. Hiya, Ethel.
Hey. I'm crazy about Mo Brooks. I just think he is the bomb. He has really done a lot for Alabama and for the people. But talking about all these illegals coming in, my sister lives in a city. And she said 80 Haitians were dropped off. 80.
Good.
They're going to try to find their family in the United States. But guess who's paying, feeding, putting up the 80 Haitians?
Well, we are, of course. Taxpayers
are. We are. And so I'm in Publix the other day, and there were about 12 small children, adults, older people, they're getting vaccines at Publix.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a white man that was helping them fill out. He was doing all the paperwork. So they are coming into Montgomery. I would love to know the number that Stephen Reed is allowing to come into Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess who's going to be paying for those people? Local people.
I will... I'll put a request into the mayor's office and see if they have any kind of program where they know people are specifically sent here.
Yes, they know. And I'll tell you something else. You said, surely there's a Democrat somewhere in America that is a decent human being. I'm trying to be hopeful here.
Ethel, I know decent Democrats. There are decent Democrats out there.
But they vote socialist. They vote for all this stuff. So I don't know that they're decent. I mean, I hate to say it, but I just don't know if they're decent. It's not about America. And that's what the Democrats are focusing on, is the world. And it is not about helping the average Montgomeryan here in Montgomery. It is about bringing people in and going into these cities, changing the demographic. And then we're going to have to pay for these people that are living here and going to school that can't speak a bit of English. And that is what really concerns me. If I thought a Democrat was interested in an American, I would be so happy. I just hadn't seen it yet.
A Democrat interested in a stronger America?
Yes, they're not. They are about everywhere, honey, and I'm sorry, but that's just what I see. Just like Black Lives Matter.
Well, Black Lives Matter is a whole different thing. They are a hot mess. They are true.
Oh, they are. Organization, but the Democrats support them.
There are yes, Democrats. A lot of Democrats do support Black Lives Matters, but I look at the Democrats like a Kristen Sinema or a Manchin, or I look at Democrats like what Kay Ivey used to be a Democrat. A lot of our Republicans in states like Alabama used to be Democrats. There are Democrats out there who just have different ideas of how we get to the solutions, what the effective solutions would be. I know there are AOC Democrats out there, the wild ones, the liberal ones, the Bernie Sanders of the world. But I do truly believe there are Democrats out there who are and would be willing to take a more moderate approach, but their voices get drowned out by the major, major liberal socialist individuals out there.
Oh, if they have a voice, they shut up.
Well, if they
absolutely,
if they have a voice, not very many people are willing to give them a platform to use it. Is the trouble? I'm gonna find us some more. Yesterday we had Chris England on the line. He's a fair-headed Democrat here in the state. I'm gonna get a couple more of those on the line for you. So you keep tuning into this show, and I'm gonna keep find you a Democrat you can like.
I appreciate it, but see, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him for nothing, and I'm so sorry. But put me in for the drawing.
Oh, I'd like to hear those words, Ethel. All right.
And the Mortgage Corporation of the South. I call in, and I never put my name in.
Oh, so glad to hear it, Ethel. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, if you are on the line, stay tuned. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the line. And we're going to be right back after this commercial.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first. No matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path, and he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again, but better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You've got April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble. Hiya, Joey.
Hello.
Want to remind you guys that if you are in the market for something pretty, something shiny, to go see my friends over at Dillon Rings. They're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. The owners are Josh and Leslie, and they are darling, I tell you. Darling, I enjoy visiting with them, even when I have to look and not touch. Well, they let me touch. Even if I have to look and not buy the pretty things, because I want all the pretty things. They've got something for everyone and every occasion. You looking for a gift for your man, ladies? They got that. Are you looking for a gift for someone going off to college? Someone, any reason. Just because gift. Maybe you have a friend who just got a promotion at work. Those sweet little trendy necklace earring or initial earrings, they make great gifts for everybody. Don't need an excuse to go buy jewelry. No, men, you don't. Ladies, you don't need an excuse to go buy yourself something. Nope. Check out their Facebook page. See if there's anything that catches your eye and give them a call. 215-3669. Their prices are affordable because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. When you go by, tell them you were listening to the Dan Moore Show and that April Marie sent you. Ken on the line. Hiya, Ken.
Hey, April Marie.
How's it going?
You know, one thing... Good. One thing I'm kind of worried about, and I know it's about to drop, is if the voter ID laws are racist because people can't get IDs, do you not need an ID to get a COVID shot? So the reason people aren't getting as many COVID shots is because of racism?
No, you don't need an ID. You do not need an ID at all places to get COVID shots. Most places you do, but I've seen drives, including one at my church, where you did not need a ID to get it.
Okay, because everything that I had to do to get my COVID shot required me to bring an ID.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody get turned away because they did not have their ID.
I think there...
And that was a county health department.
Early on, the majority of places were doing that, but there have been outreach drives just for those who don't have IDs, which is more often than not geared at those who are don't have a legal status. And so the ones I've seen are privately run, not a pharmacy, not a county healthcare center, but other privately run places where they're buying the drugs and recognizing that that people are purposefully avoiding places they have to give an ID. So it's possible to get there and get one in their communities without one. But very few people would fall into the category of not having an ID, not being able to get one. The bigger issue is...
Oh, I agree. I'm just waiting for... Everything else seems to be because of racism. I'm just waiting for this excuse to come out.
Yeah, and it maybe will. The problem is that the information is so flaky. You've got well-educated, well-informed individuals who are getting such conflicting data from the CDC, and they just don't know which way to go. And we know
people like your callers earlier talking. I forget who your guest was there in the studio. Nobody trusts government anymore, period. Left or right.
Correct. No, that's true.
The left wants more of it, but they don't trust today either. So, you know, it's hard to put any trust in any of these agencies anymore. And, you know, I chose to, but I can see exactly why so many don't want it.
I agree. There are people I know who are rational, who are have weighed the options and have chosen not to get one. Again, I encourage everyone to talk to a healthcare professional. Whatever you do in life, if I have one message for listeners, whatever you do in life, do not let headlines, memes, friends' social media posts, anecdotal stories be the reason you don't get this vaccine. Make up your mind based on information from your healthcare provider, someone you trust who is a healthcare provider. And that's my rant of the day.
Definitely not government who we trust, that's for sure.
No, certainly not. Well, thanks for calling, Ken.
Thanks.
I always hold at the end. I always pause. It's like, thanks for calling. Do you want to get in on the drawing? You know you want to get in on the drawing. That's basically what's going through my head when I'm hanging up phone calls. Because I don't want to just go quickly and then be like, man, I wanted to get in on Mortgage Corporation of the South or Sweet Creek. Dad, gummit, that woman hung up on me. Mortgage Corporation of the South, their gift card is now at 75 buckaroos. Chuck, you are the winner. Give us a call, Chuck, if you're just tuning in. If you missed the drawing earlier this afternoon, Chuck is the winner. So 75 buckaroos there from our friends at Mortgage Corporation of the South. John Williams called in earlier today, as he tends to do several days a week, and told us all about the services he offers. And if you missed that, let me tell you again. If you are a new home buyer or first-time home buyer, or you're just in the market, it's great interest rates for those with great credit, but he can help you even if you don't have great credit. Give him a call. If you have a piece of property, a piece of land, a home, or even an automobile that you own, or you just have equity in it. So for instance, you bought a piece of property for $200,000. It's now worth $400,000. You've got equity in that. You bought a home. When you bought it, it was $300,000, and now it's worth $400,000, but you've been making payment. That money difference is, in fact, your equity, and you can get cash out of that. And it's not bad. It's not wrong. If it's he's not even going to ask you why you need it. Just give him a call at 567-9000. That's 567-9000, and give John Williams and his team the opportunity to help you save a little money. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender and good friends of this show. Jimmy, you hold tight. We're going to go to our very, very quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and take your call. 272-9228 if you would like to get in on this final segment.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road in the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Looking for a better way to start your day? Start it with Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. News anchor David Lamb brings you the latest local news so you know what's happening. Meteorologist Ryan Stinnett gets you ready to head out with his updated local forecast. And our exclusive live traffic reports help you plan your drive so you're not stuck on the streets. Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7. Rise and shine.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You have been listening to April Marie Fogle here on The Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble.
Indeed.
And guess who's on the line? I know you all were very excited for him and couldn't wait for him to call. Neither could I. Chuck on the line, our Mortgage Corporation of the South winner.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, April Marie.
Congratulations. Hey. $75.
Appreciate it. I'll take it. I'll take $5. Is that not dollars a dollar? Thank you so much.
Now, Chuck, here's the deal. When you go up there to the office, you got to call us after you've met John Williams. You got to tell us how your experience was up there, and we want to hear from you.
I sure will. Thanks, Dr. Marie. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir. Thank you. All right, Jimmy on the line. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good.
First of all, put me in for the Sweet Creek drawing.
Okay.
If I may, it's 3:30.
We got you, Jimmy.
I really enjoyed Todd Stacy. What was his website?
Oh, I love me some Todd Stacy. He is Alabama Daily News, and it's AL Daily, DAILY, News, NEWS.com.
Okay. Sometimes with the lawnmowers running, I don't hear every little thing, but that was good. I enjoyed him and Mo Brooks, and you have a lot of interesting guests. I appreciate that. But I wanted to comment on something, and I've forgotten the context of it now because it's been about an hour or so.
Happens
somebody
to me all
the time.
Somebody called in and... I said, that happens to me all the time, Jimmy.
A guy was commenting on you and connected you with George Jones. And I like George Jones, but I would think more in terms of Conway Twitty.
Oh, I see. All right.
And if you've ever heard Conway Twitty...
That's a compliment.
Yes, he is good.
That is quite a
compliment.
We've
seen him in concert two or three times, and it was just amazing.
Well, I'll take that. Just thank you so much.
Y'all have a great day.
Joey and I were just discussing our play-in music. He's got a little rock and roll edge to him. I've got a little more country. And so starting next week, we're going to play a little more country buffer. So maybe I'll get some Conway Twitty in there.
Yeah, maybe you can do the Conway Twitty tight-fitting jeans.
All right, we'll check that out. Thank you, love.
All right, bye-bye now.
I had so many topics to get to today that, Joey, that I didn't talk about. Do you have days like that?
Yes, of course.
It means
it's a good day.
It does mean it's a good day. It means I'm going to have to talk about them and revisit them tomorrow. So I'm going to tell you so that y'all know to tune back in, so that you know I haven't run out of ideas or things to talk about. Actually, I've been here 90 days now. You guys know I'm not going to run out of things to talk about, or at least I hope you figured that out. But one of the things was, of course, the issue at the border. I am just overwhelmed, as is our country and our borders, no doubt. I am overwhelmed at how many people are coming across the border and how they're getting lost in the shuffle of reporting back, not reporting back. Tens of thousands of people coming across the border without any court dates or not showing up to court dates. There's so much happening. So we want to talk about that. I want to talk about the numbers that they're seeing across the border, what's happening as they're taken in. The other thing I wanted to talk about was this wild story coming out of Texas. And I could say I'd hardly believe it, but I believe it. So it turns out that one of the things that the Biden administration has done is that if you come across the border, which I'm actually impressed to hear they're giving COVID tests now. I didn't realize they had started doing that. If you come across the border and you have COVID, they are putting you up at a hotel. They've rented out the entire hotel. They're putting you up at a hotel. And they're sending you there and telling you to quarantine there. Now, I know this is going to come as a shock and a surprise for everyone listening. But they're not doing it. The border crossers, those who came in illegally, are shockingly, it's not like there's anybody there to make them stay in their quarantine. So they just have a free hotel for several weeks and they're wandering about the city. So the law enforcement stops a group of recently come in illegal immigrants into the country, stops a group of them at a fast food restaurant. And one of the guys hands him a piece of paper because he doesn't speak English that he thought meant to say, he thought said he was allowed to be there. The piece of paper said he had COVID. So here is law enforcement officer, and it turns, he come to find out, a group of COVID-positive illegal immigrants, all housed together, had walked over and were walking back and forth into this fast food restaurant in Texas. And that's what we're dealing with here. So we're going to talk about those issues. We're going to talk about a few other big things. Black Caesar on the line. Hiya, Black Caesar.
Hey. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer.
Can't go wrong there. What are we discussing? Is that our plans after I get off air at 3?
I know, right? I don't know why our politicians keep using immigration as a tool, because nobody's doing anything about it. They're not going to do anything about it. They're not doing anything about it. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
And my thing is, though, I got a problem with you sending the Haitians back, but you don't send the Cubans back or anybody else back, but you send the Haitians back, and they're down there suffering worse than anybody.
Well, the Cubans, if they come across through the water, they are sure as heck being sent back right now. Even knowing the unrest going on now, which, again, we're going to talk with my friend Christian Cameron about that again tomorrow, the Cubans are being targeted specifically. If they catch you before you get to land, they're sending you right back.
One thing I do know is that the more crime is being committed by immigrants than anybody, to be honest. It's just a statistical fact that they're coming in, they're committing more crimes, and the government's not going to do anything about it, in my opinion. I think it's just a talking point just to keep people divided.
Well, immigration is a big issue for me, having worked for a member from a border state in Arizona. And I can tell you that even immigrants who aren't committing violent crime, aren't doing property theft, a lot of immigrants come in and they buy social security numbers, or they buy fake documents, or
exactly,
they lie to get a job. And there are so many different things happening, and the leftists want to turn a blind eye to it. And they say, oh, well, they didn't. They're driving around without insurance. They get into an accident. They leave the scene. And this isn't all immigrants. And it's certainly, it's not related to one particular group of people. But this happens more frequently than you would imagine. One of the other issues we have with immigration are people coming in legally on work visas or school visas and then staying. And we don't talk about that kind of illegal immigration or that kind of those people being here illegally. But that also happens.
Exactly.
And then they stay beyond when they're supposed to be here. And then they get into the world of faking documents, and they get into the world of lying. And it's a really big problem we have. And it's one of those problems where it takes more than a bumper sticker solution to approach it. But I think one of the big keys is us actually talking about it and acknowledging it, which the Biden administration does not want to do.
That's not even, I don't even want to mention that, because, like I said, both parties just use these talking points, in my opinion, to keep us divided. And it's just the fact of the matter that, you know, if we didn't have immigrants, a lot of stuff wouldn't get done. That's true. But at the same time, it's like, you know, don't complain about it and not do anything about it. And use it as a tool to get elected. That's my problem. They use it as a tool to get elected and to keep us divided. And that's just my opinion on that.
Well, I think that what a lot of people who are elected officials do is they talk about the bigger problem, but they don't talk about the small steps you can get there. Because the small steps that you can get, changing the way we look at workforce visas, changing the way we are immigration process, changing the way we... Trump had a good idea of keeping people on the Mexican side when they tried to cross the border. Really acknowledging these small differences in policy that can make a big effect. It's very hard for for people to bumper sticker that. That's why you hear put a border wall up, because it's really easy. People can conceptualize a border wall. But when you're talking about changes to worker visas, or changes to student visas, or changes to the policy to bring family members over, that's when it gets complicated and the audience rolls their eyes to the back of their head most of the time.
Exactly.
So it's a tough situation.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you, love. It was good to hear from you, Black Caesar. Oz on the line. Hiya, Oz.
Hey, Anne Marie.
Anne Marie. Anne Marie's over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. You've got April Marie here.
I apologize, April Marie.
I tease.
I got distracted because I've heard everybody saying, "Oh, why are they doing this? Why are they letting them cross? Why are we having this?" Look, the Democrats know that they're in trouble. They had a good plan, but now they're wanting to try to stack the deck by letting all these people in. They don't care who they are. They don't care where they come from. They don't even care about the people. They just want them to be there so they can check the D box when the next vote comes around. That's all they're doing, and they're using everybody in this country. And I wish people would finally look around and realize that they're being used, and they're the fools in all of this, because nothing has gone well with this current administration since his inauguration. Nothing has gone correct. But nothing has gone well since before, because we know that it was stolen. We know it was stolen. That's my two cents worth. You're doing a great job. Take care, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Oz. Whew, a lot of opinions out there, Joey. I really enjoy hearing from you guys. I don't know if I tell you that enough. So I will be back again tomorrow. And if you missed any part of today's interviews, say you missed us talking to Steve Marshall this afternoon, you missed when Todd Stacy got here at 12:30, you missed all of Mo Brooks' interview, you can catch it all again on the website, on the podcast. You can go by hour. So the first hour today, we had Todd Stacy, then we had Steve Marshall, then we had Mo Brooks, and of course, the lovely Joey.
Well, of course.
Yeah, of course. Learning that Skeeters is a real word. So you are listening to April Marie Fogel. Greg Budell will be up next with the lovely Rosie. Ever so lovely Rosie. I do enjoy saying that. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have Christian Camera. We'll have, who else did I say?
Christian Camera, and he's your Cuba expert.
He is my Cuba expert.
He's fantastic. I'd imagine we're going to have the usual...
Oh, yes, our usual. Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor.
Okay.
Gosh, I'd lose my head if it weren't attached, I tell ya.
Indeed. And let's hope that both Jeff and Dale call on time.
Oh, you know? And Chris Pringle.
Ah, good old
so
Chris.
We have a full day tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it.
I don't think I've ever met him. Does he have a mustache like the Pringles can guy?
He does not. He does not.
It's unfortunate.
All right, guys, stay tuned. More after this break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter. It's the clearest sign to date that the nation has achieved a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession. The Biden administration will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire on Saturday. As of July 5th, roughly 3.6 million people in the U.S.